Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Matt Douglas with you until 6:35 tonight. Then it's time for Cleveland Indians baseball. But time now for us to return to our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. And we have in studio with us right now Lorain County Commissioner Ted Kahlo. Commissioner Kahlo, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Bull. Wonderful. Always enjoy coming here and talking with you and discussing what we do at Lorain County. And by the way, congratulations, WEOL, on their 70th birthday. It was nice to be at the event yesterday, and you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself at the event last night.
Very nice event. Very nice event.
That was a lot of fun. We certainly enjoyed that. Certainly enjoyed taking a look at the setup that was there. The presentation I thought was kind of cool. Always fun to poke and laugh at some of the old pictures as well. There are lots of gems in there. But you know, we're here today to talk about the Lorain County Land Bank. And for those that aren't familiar with what all that goes into and is involved with the Lorain County Land Bank, if you can kind of give us a generalization as to what all is involved with the land bank.
Sure. Actually, the legal name is we're the Lorain County Land Reutilization Corporation. It was legislation that was established 2006-07 in the state legislature, allowing counties to form county land banks, which is a casual language. Everybody tends to understand that. Cuyahoga County started out, did a great job doing it. We had the opportunity here in Lorain County, discussion through 2009-2010. In 2011, we established that board, which is made up of the three county commissioners, the county treasurer, represented from the largest city, which currently is Mayor Rittenhour. We have a township representative on there also, and we also have a private sector from the Building Industries Association. And it was established to handle the blighted homes within the counties, especially after the Great Recession. The urban areas already had the issues, but as it creeped and people lost their homes, they were going into disarray and just blighting the neighborhoods. So we were able to establish Lorain County Land Bank. We started the funding, which is through a funding mechanism called DRETAC, which is delinquent real estate taxes that are collected. So 5% of that tax penalty goes to help fund the county land bank. With that, we started our plan. We wrote up how we were going to do the county land bank. And then we started working with our cities to come up with rules on how they were going to find properties that need to be demolished. Now, this is in the early process. It's since evolved since, but it's been a very successful program. We've got a great partnership with all of the cities, the townships, and the villages in regards to handling these blighted homes.
You mentioned that you guys are still early in the process, but you know, just a general question to throw out there as well. You mentioned that right now you guys are in the process of identifying some homes and some areas that need to be demolished because they've been not inhabited for a very long time. I'm guessing there are some other guidelines along the way. Even though you guys are early in the process, what kinds of guidelines are there for some of these homes and these areas that need to be demolished?
Well, we've actually come to almost a maturity level now in regards to residential properties. We've already taken down over 500 properties, and by the end of 2018, we'll have about 650 properties taken down throughout the county. And again, that's spread out between the cities and the villages and the townships. The bulk of our properties, though, again, are urban areas, the Lorain and the Elyria, which had very old housing stock. What's happened is the cities came up with nuisance laws, and through their housing court or whatever process they used, they then would ask the county land bank to demolish a house because it was a nuisance and or it was an unsafe. We've had where a fire has, you know, really wrecked a home, but there's no true ownership to it or it's lost in a foreclosure. And they've asked us to do emergency demolition so people wouldn't get hurt in the neighborhood. But we were also working on cleaning up the neighborhoods. A lot of the, even in the older stock, there's nice homes left there, but it'd be one or two homes in a neighborhood that are really eyesores, vagrants in there, they're boarded up, you know, animals living in there. Just not a really nice look to any community. And when we go out there to do these demolitions when we first started, the neighbors would actually come out and thank us. They'd clap as we, you know, hit the first home, you know, to see it coming down that was actually going to be out of the neighborhood and be abated. Since then, we have a process where we actually, through the county prosecutor's office, using those DRETAC funds, they go after homes where people haven't paid taxes on them. You know, it's really important. Those taxes aren't exactly county money. You know, we get 1.62% by law of all the county property taxes, so it's not a large number. But that's what supports our schools and our development disabilities and our mental health and a myriad of levied services that our residents want. So we go after these properties. We take them through the foreclosure process. Our county prosecutor's office does a wonderful job. I think they brought in $10 or $11 million in back taxes from people who didn't want their properties demolished and paid their taxes through the threat of the land bank. But we've also been able to acquire properties. We probably have all these 550 vacant properties, probably 400 are actually owned by the land bank. And we do have a new disposal process for people to buy these vacant lots, which is something nice to talk about, too, when we get there.
We'll get there in just a second. I want to ask you about the nuisance law. And is that a law that's universal amongst all those in Lorain County, all the towns involved in the villages in Lorain County? Or is that nuisance law something that's structured or phrased a little bit differently with each township?
Each township, municipality, particularly municipalities, they have their own, whether charter or statutory, they've had to craft it. We've given them the broad language that's needed to do the nuisance work, but then they've had to craft it to fit within their own jurisdiction and their city councils to approve. So again, it's a lot of mechanics. It's the political speak. It's the legalese, you know, that none of us really understand, but it's the way it has to be done to make that nuisance kick it off.
Again, you're dialed into Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. Commissioner Ted Kahlo joining us here as we talk about the Lorain County Land Bank. You were talking earlier about what happens to some of these areas as soon as they're demolished. And I think one of the things you wanted to mention was the ability to redistribute this land. How does that process work?
Okay. In the process, let's go where it started. We tear down the home. We tear out the sidewalks, haul the property away, level it out, and seed it. We don't do landscaping. A lot of people wonder why we don't take down trees and stuff, but if they're not in the way of the demolition, we leave it as a natural property. And then there's the ability after that for residents, normally the abutting homeowners, we've sent out letters to these people saying, are you interested in buying the property? Or would you and your neighbor like to split this property? Does two things. It takes the maintenance off the county land bank so we can work on our main focus, which is demolishing blighted homes. And then it gives the residents the ability to determine what's going to be next door to them. Within our inner city, there's a lot of properties that are really non-buildable anymore under the new codes, or in very old areas where a new build is just way too expensive for what the price of the neighborhood is. But you have two landowners who would like to expand their property. They have the ability to put in a bid process and go to our Lorain County Land Bank or our Lorain County Port Authority website. There's paperwork there. You can fill it out. And the parcel numbers are on there, or you can look on the county auditor's website if you remember what the address is, or between you and your neighbor's address to get the parcel number, and you actually solicit a bid for that. Now, in the case of the federal dollars that went into demolishing these houses, they're looking for some recoup of those federal tax dollars, but you can bid it for the property, and we send it up the chain through the feds to make a decision if it's possible to transfer the property or do a lot split between you and your neighbor so you can then use the property. A larger yard, you want to put a garden in, so that property then goes back into the tax rolls also and becomes a viable property contributing not only to your better lifestyle because you have a larger lot, but also contributing to the tax rolls also to help pay for our schools and DD and the college and mental health and all those levied issues.
So when you're talking about a particular area where a home is demolished, and you know, let's just say the neighbor wants to expand their land, about how long of a process does that take? Is that something that takes a couple of months? Is that something that takes over a year? Or is that just kind of a case-by-case basis? It depends on where that home was demolished, and how does all that work?
Okay, well, currently the disposal process was passed by Lorain County Land Bank, Lorain County Land Realization Board in the spring. So the process has started up new this summer. And again, it's on a case-by-case, property-by-property issue based on which funding mechanism paid for it, the current value of the property, and then what the demolition costs were also were figured into that as to what a fair price would be accepted for that property. Now, we've got some people bid $100 on a property. We don't think the feds will accept that. But, I mean, if it's a reasonable bid with a reasonable people that they're going to make the property and maintain it as part of their single-family homeowner. We're not necessarily looking to expand this through the landlord process. We don't want people putting in gravel parking lots in our cities. We want people who are going to improve that property and make it a better lifestyle for themselves. So it's in motion all the time as every property is figured out. There's some properties that are going to have very high value. You know, if a property was demolished in Avon Lake with a high property value, and the city sees a reason for it or a developer to purchase that property, it would go at a higher amount versus a property that's unbuildable in Lorain or Elyria. That's a very narrow lot where it's more set up for a lot split.
And along those same lines, you mentioned a few different areas where these demolitions have already taken place. Have you noticed that there are a few cities or maybe a few areas where you've had a lot of demolitions take place already? Is there an area where more of these demolitions have taken place as opposed to some others?
Oh, yeah. 80% of them have been within the city of Lorain, city of Elyria, in targeted neighborhoods. The ones that are the oldest structures, the most blighted areas. And those are ones we're refreshing because there's a lot of good homeowners there who have taken care of their homes over the years, but there's one or two or three in a block that just really takes the whole look down. And again, we get back to the safety issues and keeping our cities cleaned up. And that's where the land bank really is a great tool to, you know, we target the problem, we take it down, and it eliminates that blight in that neighborhood. Just because it's old doesn't mean it's bad when you're in a neighborhood.
Well, and before we cut you loose, Commissioner Kahlo, for our listeners out there right now that feel like they're around one of those properties mm-hmm. that just hasn't been maintained, hasn't been taken care of, and certainly appears as though nobody's lived in it for quite mm-hmm. some time, if they've got questions about how to start that process or start that conversation, where can they go to start that conversation?
Tell everybody, Google Lorain County Land Bank. That will give you all the pertinent information right on their website, and there's contact numbers to call. And we really want to work with the public on disposing these properties and making their neighborhoods better.
Good stuff. Commissioner Kahlo, we appreciate the time very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bull. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Great to have you on as always. Again, that's Lorain County Commissioner Ted Kahlo joining us on our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return right after this on AM 930 WEOL.